This is Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is Craig Aaron of the Free Press. We're here to talk about net neutrality and its death. Hi, Craig. Good morning and welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Ajit Pai took that step. Is it irretrievable?
No, it absolutely isn't irretrievable. In fact, I think now is when we really have the opportunity to overturn what this FCC has done. It won't be easy, but there are clear paths to stopping the Trump FCC, the Ajit Pai FCC, from taking away these fundamental protections over the free and open Internet. And now that these rules are officially part of the government record, we can really begin fighting back. So that includes going to court, suing to overturn these rules, which a bunch of groups started doing last week. And most immediately, that involves going to Congress. Congress has the power to overturn rules and regulations that shouldn't have been passed. Historically, this is, of course, unfortunately used usually to damage good regulations, turning over privacy regulations or environmental regulations. Now we have the opportunity to use what's called the Congressional Review Act to overturn this terrible decision on the free and open Internet. And in fact, there are already 50 senators committed to doing that. So we are literally one vote short in the Senate from the majority we need to overturn, begin overturning this rule. I would also take action by the House and, of course, eventually by the president. But I think the fact that 50 senators have signed on before legislation even exists shows just how popular this issue of net neutrality is becoming and how much has shifted just in the past few months, where this has gone from an issue, really an issue at the margin, to one that is being seen in Congress as maybe one of the defining issues of this midterm election period of this year, because they're just getting so much input, so many calls, so much pressure. And so along with a bunch of our partners, we're holding a big day of action called Operation One More Vote, where we're going to be flooding Congress, the Senate, and the House with calls, really pushing for that vote that will push this forward in the Senate, and then obviously continuing our push to make this happen in the House and elsewhere.
Let's remind our listeners as to what net neutrality is, why it's important for them to understand what has happened.
Absolutely. As we've talked about before, net neutrality is really a pretty simple idea. It just means no discrimination. It means when you go online, when you log on to the Internet, you should be able to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, download whatever you want. And it's not up to the phone or cable company to decide which websites and services are going to work and which won't. Net neutrality is what prevents them from creating special treatment for their own products and services, or deciding that, say, Fox News deserves to have faster speeds than Pacifica, or vice versa. Net neutrality is the fundamental protection that keeps the Internet free and open and creates all of those possibilities for economic innovation, for free expression, for popular organizing. The good things that the Internet is capable of doing rest on net neutrality. And unfortunately, the Trump administration and the Ajit Pai FCC, Ajit Pai is the chairman of the FCC, moved in December to strip away those protections which had been really cemented in 2015 after a long fight. This FCC has moved to do away with them and essentially move toward a regime where they're saying, well, you just have to trust that AT&T and Comcast and Verizon are looking out for you and won't take advantage of the power that they have over the Internet, which, of course, very few of us do trust them, and for good reason.
Perhaps you should tell our listeners as well a little about Ajit Pai's background. Where did he come from?
Ajit Pai is from a small town in Kansas. He comes from an immigrant family. His parents were doctors, and they ended up in a small town in Kansas where he grew up. He went on to become a congressional staffer working for Senator Brownback of Kansas, very conservative, going on to work for Jeff Sessions of Alabama, now the Attorney General, spent some time as a staffer at the FCC, and was eventually appointed as one of the two Republican members of the Federal Communications Commission during the Obama administration. After Trump took office, he appointed Pai as the chairman of the FCC. And while, you know, Ajit Pai is a Republican and certainly was someone who, you know, we had low expectations of coming into office, that he was going to be looking out for the public interest, he has gone far beyond really what anybody thought was possible in terms of dismantling fundamental protections that benefit people. He has gone after net neutrality and the free and open internet. He has gone after subsidies for low-income families that make broadband more affordable. He's going after those right now, doing away with them. He has made it harder. He has undone work that was designed to protect families of those who have family members who are incarcerated and who are getting ripped off by companies for just trying to have phone conversations with their family members who were in prison. He's done away with that. He has gone out of his way to smooth the path for big companies like Sinclair Broadcasting to swallow up more local television stations. He has really, at every turn, taken the most pro-corporate reactionary position he could as chairman of the FCC, and really helped ignite this incredible amount of public opposition. But he has, in a very short time, you know, a little more than a year, done a lot of damage. But in doing so, we believe he has also really overstepped his bounds. He has created a lot of legal jeopardy for the rules he's passed because he has simply not done the work, not made the legal case for these changes, not provided the evidence that they were necessary. And when it comes to agencies like the Federal Communications Commission, the fact that Donald Trump is president in and of itself is not reason for these changes to happen. They actually have to rest on legal reasoning, solid evidence. They're supposed to rest on what's in the public interest. The Ajit Pai is very clearly not interested in what the public has to say and has ignored the millions and millions, more than 20 million comments he got on the issue of net neutrality. But fortunately, when it comes to issues like this, Ajit Pai is not going to get the last word. Congress and the court can and should have something to say about this.
And finally, the Charlton Heston Award, the CPAC convention held here in town that this past week, gave him the Charlton Heston Award. Of course, we all remember Charlton Heston talking about his Second Amendment right, and he said they would have to pry the gun from his dead, cold hand. So talk to us.
It's unbelievable, and it's appalling. The idea, I mean, first of all, the fact that Ajit Pai would be in position to receive an award from the NRA at CPAC shows you just what a member of the right-wing fringe he has become. And the notion that someone who was supposed to be this independent regulator looking out for the public is spending his time, you know, getting a musket from the NRA at CPAC, you know, literally the week after the shootings in Parkland, Florida, tells you everything you need to know about this FCC and just how out of touch they are with the public. Now, why the NRA thinks that getting rid of net neutrality is a good idea, I have absolutely no idea. But they've decided that somehow Ajit Pai's, you know, stubborn unwillingness to listen to the public, to just sort of spit in the face of all of this opposition he has churned up, somehow represents courage.
But he said he was getting
by the NRA.
They said he was. They claimed he was getting death threats and that he was brave in the face of all those threats.
Of that.
Yes, yes.
I guess now he will have a musket someday at his home to show that. So I don't really know what's going on at CPAC. All I can say is that is an award that in the past has been given to Mike Pence, to Sheriff David Clark, you know, to sort of an esteemed group of alumni that AGPI is now part of. And I think what it shows is that's who AGPI is interested in serving. That's his audience. That's who he's showing off for. Is you know, the far right wing groups. That's how he's rolled out all of his policies. He is trying to appeal to the reactionary forces in society, as opposed to doing what you would hope someone in this job would do, is actually look out for the broader public. But for all his talk about wanting to address things like the digital divide, his actions speak far louder. And he has gone out of his way to hand things over to big corporations, make things harder for low-income families, not stand up for free speech. You know, the idea that someone who can regulate the media is going and taking awards from the NRA at the same time NRA spokespeople are burning copies of newspapers that they don't like, you know, I think is really dangerous and you know, just appalling that the chairman of the FCC would be part of this kind of spectacle. But it does speak to the kind of FCC we're dealing with now and why Congress and the courts absolutely need to step in.
Craig Aaron of Free Press, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gloria. I really appreciate it.